Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Mark Ammon, who is CEO at Universal Fibers up in Bristol, Virginia. Mark, how you doing?
I'm doing fine, Kemp. Good morning.
Good morning. Glad you could get with us. You had some big news last week, and I want to make sure that all our listeners heard a little bit more about it. You actually announced an expansion, a $13 million expansion of your plant up there outside of Bristol. Tell us a little bit about that.
That's right, Kemp. We've been trying to gain share in a pretty tough market around our commercial carpet business, both existing technologies, but also some new technologies associated with our EarthSmart product offering. So, you know, this is an opportunity to receive some grant assistance from state and local government levels, and then complement that with private capital to advance, you know, our mission here in commercial carpet in Bristol, Virginia.
Okay. Well, we jumped right into the news. Let's give a little background if we can. First off, when we talk about Universal Fibers, you're a solution dyed producer of fiber, and you serve several markets, but one of your markets is indeed the face fiber for commercial carpet, right?
That's correct.
And when you look at your overall business, roughly how much of it goes to the carpet industry?
Today, about 40 to 45% of the total Universal Fiber Systems company is pointed towards commercial carpet.
Okay.
And the balance of the business is automotive as well as specialty textile, apparel, and industrial.
Okay. And that plant's been up there in Bristol, I think, since the early 70s, right?
I think it was actually founded in 1969.
Okay. And so you're expanding just a couple of the things you threw out there when we were talking about the headlines. You talked about EarthSmart technology. Universal is actually the first company to be able to take nylon 6/6 and put post-consumer recycled content back into 6/6 in a commercial way so that your customers can offer a face fiber that has post-consumer recycled content, right?
Not only the first, but we remain the only company providing that in 6/6 in conjunction with market leadership in the commercial carpet industry. We're doing exactly what you just said. We're taking carpet, again, in conjunction with our partners and shearing the fiber and then processing the fiber back into first quality product back into carpet.
Okay. And just real quick on you, you yourself, you are the CEO of Universal, and actually just took the helm of the company earlier this year, right?
In July, that's correct.
Yeah, in July, okay. So you stepped in, a good time to be stepping in, probably stepped in at the bottom of the market. Now you've worked with the government, you've gotten a tax break, you're going to expand. And as you said a minute ago, one of your goals is to, and I think you've been successful to do this, one of your goals has been to take market share in this down market. And again, that's what you're doing, right?
That's correct. I mean, what we find is our products are winning globally, you know, not only here in North America, but also around the world. All of that is very good and very positive for our manufacturing platform in the U.S. And what we find is our product attributes do win. And, of course, in a market as tough as we've had, you know, those market share gains are more important than ever to try to, you know, maintain a reasonable position during a down market.
Mm-hmm. And what will this $13 million expansion is going to bring 84 new jobs. What part of your operation are you expanding?
You know, it really touches everything. It touches the manufacturing platform for existing products. It touches a new manufacturing platform for our new innovative EarthSmart products, which in some cases piggyback right with the existing technologies, but in other cases it's a new technology or technology that we've been ramping up. And then lastly, but not least, it touches infrastructurally, you know, all the things you need to do to support that new technology.
Okay. So as you've continued to work on this process, are you continuing to make innovative developments in color range and all of the capability you're able to do with the post-consumer recycled fiber?
Absolutely. The color range will be limited, but just as we innovated post-industrial recycling 14, 15 years ago, our color offering typically will grow, as does the content levels, you know, as we gain, you know, manufacturing synergies. From an R&D perspective, we, you know, our mission was to use the tough times to kind of create what our five-year picture is. It's what good companies do in tough times, and I think we've stayed to that task and have really innovated some neat things that we think are going to be bright for the marketplace and for us, you know, in the years to come.
Yeah. Well, up there in Bristol, Virginia, it's a beautiful place where you are, where your plan is. And it's got to be great news. You're kind of on the edge of the Appalachian Hills there. And this market is, there are signs. Actually, we just got information early this week that the backing report, which is put out by the Carpet and Rug Institute, is up in November versus last November, which is the first time it's been up in several years. Are you starting to see a similar type of uptick in demand?
We have not seen an uptick in market demand, although we welcome your news. And when actually lodged, that is the most hopeful sign we've heard in months, actually. You know, again, the market trend versus what's happening in our plan is a bit different because of market share. But we've not really seen, you know, too much foothold yet in terms of the total market. But that certainly the backing report is a hopeful sign that, yeah, that maybe we've hit a near-term bottom and going to begin the stable growth that the commercial carpet business typically has enjoyed.
Yeah, and like you say, that the key word you said is commercial. And I think probably the first type of recovery we're going to see is going to be on the residential side, and then commercial will be soon to follow.
Yeah, that would make sense. That would certainly led us into this, and maybe will lead us out.
Well, Mark, I appreciate you spending time with us. Congratulations on your great news. You're fairly new in this position, and now you've got a $13 million expansion, and you're creating some new jobs up there on the Tennessee-Virginia line in Southwest Virginia. So we've been talking to Mark Ammon, CEO of Universal Fibers, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloridaDaily.net.